Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's John Potter and Jay Biggs, live and local every Saturday morning between 9 and noon. Our phone number you can call in and talk, 775-884-9910. Are you interested in getting some personal security with neighborhood crime the way it is increasing? Our guests in studio can help you out, Jay.
That's right. This morning we have Illumin Arms, who I'm sure you've heard right here on KKFT advertising with us. And we have Jay in with us this morning. Carlos also here with us on the side. But Jay, you're going to be talking with us this morning. And we have got a lot to cover about guns. And one of the biggest things that you wanted to touch on this morning with us is pistol braces. Am I correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
What is a pistol brace?
So a lot of firearms back in 96, when we saw that our veterans were coming back and that they had lost arms, still wanted to be able to participate in the firearms that they were familiar with. So a gentleman with a veteran developed a stabilizing brace that affixed to the forearm to allow them to shoot a rifle or pistol caliber pistol. And it stabilized it for them to be able to use it. So that had been approved by ATF back then. It has actually been approved on and off six times since then.
And a company makes these?
There's several companies that do.
Okay.
The original company did, SMB, and then multiple companies, once they saw that it was approved and was a useful tool, came up with their own concepts on how to make it, you know, what they thought better. And so there's been an estimate of 10 to 40 million of these sold throughout the United States. ATF thinks the number's lower. The reality is we don't know exactly how many have been sold or, you know, in use, but there's a lot of them.
So somebody who cannot use an arm would get something like this.
Absolutely.
Pistol brace. Okay. We pride ourselves in only having companies that have outstanding reviews, and I'm looking at your overall Google reviews. Out of 5 stars, you are average 4.5. What are these reviews? Lots of stuff in stock and a personable crew. Definitely worth checking out. Fast turnaround on laser engraving. Made an effort to make sure all the info was correct. The engraving looks great. There can't be any less of it. It's super clean. Price was good.
Well, they're known for their customizations. And
what do like people that. Engrave?
So part of what we're talking about is with this final rule for the stabilizing braces, if you were to register a short barrel rifle or a short barrel shotgun, you would have to engrave your first, last name, city, state, or your trust name, city, state, on the firearm.
Really?
Wow.
And there are certain requirements that is required by the government to do that, and our laser engraving allows you to do that. Also, if you want to have something custom, we have, you know, people who've wanted to have, you know, different figures engraved on their firearms. You can do that. You can do it either on the metal itself or on the plastic, however you want to. So it's all about how.
You do Cerakoting too, right?
I'm sorry?
The Cerakoting?
Yes.
Do that as well?
Yep. Do the Cerakoting so you can make it as cool and custom as you want to.
You do more than the average gun store. You do all gunsmithing.
Yes, absolutely. We could take it from the ground and build it all the way up.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Do you guys have like an AR wall or anything where people can build things? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you can come in and say, hey, you know, I want to do this or I want to be able to do that. And the guys in the back will come out and talk to you and figure out exactly what it is you want and what it's going to cost and get it done.
What's this bro day out? I got to ask this. A machine gun shoot of some sort? Or?
Yeah, we periodically will do machine gun shoots. Uh-huh. We have all kinds of different. We've got a Mod Deuce. We've got the minigun. We've got a bunch of AKs, ARs, all kinds of cool stuff that, you know, we'll go out. We did the last one we did was last year before all the weather decided to hit.
Right.
And, you know, you get 50, 60, 70 people out there and just spend a day shooting machine guns, eating hot dogs and hamburgers and having a good time.
That sounds
fun.
You
know, one thing that really shows up a lot in these reviews, excellent knowledge. People bring this up over and over again. Not often I encounter people with more knowledge of firearms than you.
Well, confidence goes a long ways, and this guy sounds, when he talks, he's confident.
Where did you get your schooling, and when did it all start for you with firearms?
Well, it started actually when I graduated from high school in the Army. I did 9 years in the Army. I did almost 26 years in law enforcement, retired for one day, got into the, you know, retail side of firearm sales and training. My knowledge is more on the NFA and training side, but we have guys in the shop that make me look like I'm just starting, because they've been in this industry for, you know, 20 plus years. They know everything about every firearm there is and how to work on them. And
so think about this, John. This is the guy they sent to talk to us today. Yet there's more knowledgeable people there at the shop, is what he's saying.
Yeah, they're working right now.
So, Jay, all that you know, everybody has a favorite brand. I think I asked you this before, but I want a real answer this time. What manufacturer you think is number one when it comes to quality and making firearms?
Well, I have to be biased, because from my days in the military, I had an opportunity to work with a lot of the HK products.
HK.
Yeah, Heckler and Koch.
They're a little pricey, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're worth it.
Worth it, okay.
Yeah, and because of that, I carried that throughout my time in the service, my time in law enforcement. It has never failed me, so I'm biased to it.
Well, it's an important question for personal security when you have to fully depend on that thing working.
And there's a lot of brands that fall in that category. My best friend would argue that Glock is better, and I have another friend that would argue Sig Sauer is better, and, you know, we all...
I like Canix.
Yeah.
They're Turkish, but they're good.
CZ here.
Yeah. So it's about finding, you know, what's going to fit you best and what's going to work with you, because, you know, look around the room, we're not all the same. You know, we have different...
Well, we got bald heads.
Well, except for...
Do you do gun classes and things like that?
We will have class. We do CCW classes currently at the shop. We're doing those once a month right now. Once we get the outdoor training facility up and running, then we'll start doing more training outside.
Different approach that you guys use on this CCW class? What is that about?
We spend a lot of time talking about the laws and talking about science and how our body in a critical incident, how it's going to respond, and how we want that to be congruent with what we're doing with our tools. You know, the biggest question I get from a lot of people is, you know, how do I make myself safer? Not everybody is a gun person. Get that, respect that, but everybody wants to be safe. So how do we make you safer and provide you with the tools, whatever that tool is, that's going to make you safer? And there's a lot of options out there. A firearm is obviously a great tool, but not one for everybody.
Right.
Nor can you have it everywhere.
So you guys have other options other than firearms?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, nice.
You can't be limited to just a single tool. And that's what a firearm is. It's a tool.
Right.
How do I use that tool efficiently in the context of what I need it for? Well, there's other tools that I can use and have with me that'll work. And so we want to develop the mind as well as our skills on how we become, you know, a less likely targeted individual.
Well, we love our police force, but and God bless him, but it takes 7-8 minutes to respond to a call with if something like a home invasion occurs.
Well, yeah, and I can tell you from, you know, being in the law enforcement for so many years that it takes on average 30 to 60 seconds for you to provide the information to the dispatcher. That dispatcher then has to give it to the officer, and the officer has to then drive there. You know, it takes 5 seconds to render a human being unconscious. So you are responsible for protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement is going to aid you in that once they get there. But that doesn't mean that you do nothing, you know, for 3, 5, 7 minutes that it takes for them to get there.
Jay, do we have a call?
Actually, no, not right now. We will hear in a little bit. Okay. So, well, all right. Tell us about this, because you guys have a ammo sale going on right now at Illumined Arms.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We've accumulated some ammo, and the owner said, hey, it's time to, you know, share the love and move some of this along. So it's 10% on all the ammo.
Nice. And even hollow tips?
Oh, yeah. That's my understanding. It's, you know,
what are you laughing at?
Because that's the expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, no, the hollow tips. I never
found hollow tips that funny.
Listen,
but
I have a buddy who lived in California that came over here one time, bought some hollow tips, and he was driving back over across the state line. And when he stopped at that Truckee,
the border,
yeah, the border crossing thing there,
yeah,
at Truckee, they didn't say anything. They were just like, "Yeah, sir, go ahead, have a great day." And he got about a mile down the road, and CHP pulled him over, and they're like, "What do you got? What do you got all this hollow tips for?"
Personal protection?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know. But
same reason you do?
Yeah, exactly. But
so your Facebook page says you got some new merchandise coming in.
Oh, we're always getting new stuff in. That's the great thing about, you know, the facility is, you know, they're constantly trying to get the newest and coolest stuff in there and, you know, get it
What's
on the wall.
What's the newest and coolest?
We most recently, that I'm familiar with, had the six-hour spear lights. And now that the actual spear is available, hopefully that'll be coming soon. We got one of the new Smith & Wesson folding rifles. So it's basically a truck gun or a camping, you know, something that is 9mm. It folds into, you know, a very short, you know, carryable.
Yeah.
And then it opens up into a regular length rifle. And
oh, wow.
The reviews on them are really good. We've got one in. Immediately was picked up as an anniversary gift, and now I think we just got another one in the other day. I don't know if it's still on the wall or not today, but it was there.
I see these spear things on your Facebook page. You have some pictures. So Illumined Arms on Facebook. You can check them out.
You guys have Instagram and stuff like that, too?
Yes, we do.
You do? Okay. And what's your address and telephone number? So folks can get a hold of you if they want to come
down. So the physical address is 4655 Longley Drive or Longley Lane, Suite 101, right there on the corner of Longley and Mariloma. Yeah. Phone number is 775-221-9260. We're open Monday through Saturday, generally 11 o'clock to 6.
All right. Well, Jay, I just got to ask you this. Now, you guys have been advertising with us here at KKFT Evans Broadcast a long time. You guys see results out of that?
Oh, absolutely. When we started doing the advertisement on the stabilizing braces, I was getting a lot of people coming in. They were asking questions about it. They were concerned because, you know, is ATF going to get in their biz? Is the government going to get in their biz?
Right. Right.
What do you tell them?
You know, there's a lot of complexity in that final rule. Right now, there's an amnesty period that ends on May 31st that they're not requiring you to pay the $200 tax stamp. You do have to register your device. It is a Form 1. It's not super difficult, though there are some tricky things about it, and we provide a service where we'll help create the eForms account for the customer, help them navigate through the Form 1 so they're doing everything correct. And then that's happening, and you know they're getting results back within 60 days. And now that firearm that had a stabilizing brace on it or pistol brace is considered a legal short barrel rifle. There's some pros and cons to it. I know a lot of people are like, hey, you know, this was legal and okay via the ATF for, you know, over a decade. And now all of a sudden, you know, with the Biden administration, suddenly it's not. And, you know, what's going to happen? Well, immediately there were 8 lawsuits placed against it in Texas, which is very pro 2A.
Yeah.
The judge was asked for an injunction. There were 6 elements within that suit. Unfortunately, they didn't meet the standard that the judge needed, which is pretty tight. There has to be a significant reasonableness of victory. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they didn't meet that burden. So now we're going to end up having to wait, you know, 2 to 4 years for this to go through the courts and be resolved.
Oh, boy.
And you make it so easy, your shop, because it's difficult now. There are restrictions on private party sales that Governor Sisolak signed in, that there has to be a gun check when you're selling privately or you keep records of who.
There has to be a background check. So we have to receive the firearm.
Yeah.
We then do the transfer just like we would if it was a firearm that we had received from a dealer. And that goes to the individual.
Okay.
You know, the private party sales that used to exist or does with your car or your anything else, you know, you can't do with firearms anymore.
Sir, it's a pleasure talking with you. I hope you come back.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Are you going to kick me out of here already?
Well, it seems like it. Yeah, I know, right? It seems like it's so quick.
Time flies.
I will say this, though. We did just get someone to text in and said, I heard Illumin Arms on KKFT. I've been there several times. Knowledgeable staff. I can wholly vouch for them. Great store. So, hey,
well, thank you very much. That's greatly appreciated. I mean, that kind of feedback we like to hear.
I always love to hear that. So, all right. Well, Jay, Carlos, thank you guys so much for coming on this morning and hanging out and talking with us. And we definitely would love to have you back on again.
Oh, yeah. Next time I won't let Carlos talk so much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. He's a little too talkative. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. Well, thank you so much, Jay. And make sure you go check out Aluminum Arms. You're going to be hearing all about them right here on KKFT. And when we get back, not far out from hearing more about the real estate market from America Moore with Realty One right here on 99.1 FM Talk. Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Your FM News Talk time is 11:21.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
John Potter with Jay Biggs. Biggest story of the week, a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman was able to access the most delicate of American secrets and post them online for his gamer buddies, and our government did not detect either the breach or the posting for months until the news media pointed it out.
That's so 2023.
Our federal government can't get any more incompetent, or were they too focused on Trump? It's like a gong show in D.C. To me, the hardest part to believe is how that story got exposed is that the news media did an actual investigation. The 21-year-old shared the top secret goods on a gaming network. Folks, it's time for comprehensive video game control. At this point, I think the best defense would be for the guardsman to claim he's trans and instantly garner unconditional support for millions. He'd get a full pardon and maybe even a beer label sponsorship, too, if he plays. Anyway, we do have...
Yeah, I was going to say, someone who doesn't label as trans... At least not yet, anyway.
We do have a very important call about a great event coming up.
Yes, that's right. On the line with us right now, welcome to the show, as we've had you many times before, the non-trans Blake Gunther of Evans Broadcast Sales Team. Hello, sir, and welcome to Live and Local this weekend.
Hello, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Yes, I am currently not planning on transitioning anytime soon.
Yeah. Thank God.
Shouts out to Illumined. Love those guys. Great guys.
Yes.
Just wanted to come in and leak a little something of my own here. Hopefully the feds don't come for me today. My son and I got done with this soccer game out in Dayton. They won. Did a great job. I wanted to come on and talk to you guys about the Backcountry Festival coming up June 2nd to the 4th.
I've heard you talking about this in the studio. What is this all about?
I haven't heard about this.
Yeah.
So we have a bunch of acts coming together, a bunch of headliners, barbecue, music, and fun. 3-day event. This isn't just one night and then you go home and it's over. This is a 3-day event packed full of fun. And I'm really trying to get everyone I can to go to backcountryfest.com and check out. They have different camping options. If you want to rent an RV, they have options available with the local RV renter.
This is like the newest night in the country event to the area, correct?
I was going to say, it sounds like another... Now, well, is this music? Or?
Yes, sir. It's country music. It's a lot of the local acts, not so much the big acts. And we're basically, like I said, we've got camping options. If you want to rent an RV, you can go out there. They have camping spots. Plenty of stuff to do, not just for adults. The kids go have fun as well. So I'm just trying, like I said, just trying to spread awareness. We're advertising it on all of our stations. We're really trying to get as many people to go to the website and just check it out. And
it's a first for this event, a brand new event. Are there ticket price? You have to buy tickets?
Yes, you have to go to backcountryfest.com. And that's where you'll find all the information. And, this is the inaugural event, but we are, when I had the meeting with one of the organizers, Mr. Joe Hooven, he said we would like to continue this relationship moving forward as the event grows. I don't want to say this is another night in the country.
Well,
I'm trying to stray away from using that.
Where, Blake,
oh, yeah,
where
definitely.
Is... Where's this going to be at?
It's out at the Corley Ranch.
Where's that?
Corley Ranch. South of Reno?
Yeah, Corley Ranch. No, it's in the Carson Valley.
Okay.
All right. So Corley Ranch, Carson Valley. And where can people go to find out more info and the tickets again, Blake?
Yep, it's backcountryfest.com. And then if anyone has any questions about it, feel free to reach out to me. My number there at the station is 775-884-8000, and then extension 205 will get you straight to me. Or shoot me an email at Blake, B-L-A-K-E, at evansbroadcast.com.
I see we just went to the website. Pull that. Yeah. Move it back down there. Let me see. Okay, Backcountry Festival, Barbecue Music Brews, June
yes.
2nd or 3rd. June 3rd
to 4th. 2nd to 4th.
Or 2nd to 4th. Uh-huh. Where are my glasses? Oh, on my head.
Hey, sure. How about this lineup? They've got Midland, Ashley McBride, Paul Kluthin.
Mainly a local acts, yeah.
Haley Withers, Whitey Morgan, Jason Bollinger, and the Stranglers. All Leftover right. Salmon?
A lot of good acts. There's a lot of
Leftover
good acts.
Leftover Salmon. I have all their albums.
Time.
Leftover. You have all the Leftover Salmon albums?
Oh, come on.
I know. I'm just...
It's got to be like a dozen acts here. So.
You would think maybe Leftover Salmon would stink, but I'm sure they're going to be really good.
And there's three stages.
And it's country, right? Country music.
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. All right.
And it's more than one stage. So, like I said, plenty of food, plenty of fun. Go to backcountryfest.com. Check out all the options they have. It's really affordable compared to other festivals that come to town. Just check it out. And
right.
Like I say in the ads, we'll see y'all there.
Yeah,
super, man.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you, concert organizer. Wow.
I know. Blake's on it.
I'm working my
shot.
Way up. I'm doing it.
It all started here, too. All right, Blake, thanks a lot. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. We're going to break for Fox News. John Potter, Jay Biggs, live and local every Saturday morning.
That's right. It is FM News Talk time, 1130.
Is FM Talk.
Yeah, now it's time back on... because of the weather there, we just heard about the melting time. Our huge Sierra snowpack's going to be breaking down over the next several weeks. So the National Weather Service has posted a flood watch. It's on right now for Washoe County for actually this afternoon through Monday morning. It also applies to eastern Plumas County and greater Lake Tahoe area. There's Marika Moore.
Hello.
You know what? And it's funny because I thought it was Murica, like America, mm-hmm. but it's actually Marika. So I had it wrong this time, John. You've
that
had
was
it right
my
the whole
fault because when... I think I spelled your name like your name is America. You know, I've
yes.
just
I've heard that. I get that though. That's okay. I'm not offended.
That's all right.
At
yeah.
all.
You're
or
a great
my classes.
Very true. Yes.
So I called you because for the first time, and it seems to be for the first time in like a year, home prices just had an increase. They actually just went up in the Washoe County area. You got the numbers right in front of you. What do we have here?
So, yes, thank you. I love numbers. So you're right. They had a slight 1.5% increase. This is over the March period.
Yeah.
So my data is from the MLS, from the Northern Nevada MLS. So we have it straight from what's happening in the field. The reason, though, that they're kind of stabilizing right now is because we have an incredibly low inventory. Some of the lowest in history, the homes that are available to sell right now, the months of supply of inventory is about 1.4. And a good, stable market is about 6 months.
We've had a shortage of inventory for like 10 years.
How is this going Marika? On, though? Because I swear, everywhere I look, we've got new homes going up and then new apartments going up, especially new apartments.
You got to think of the hordes coming across the border, though. You know, and the demand is so,
is
so high.
Is it really that heavy? I mean, I didn't have it. I had no clue.
So people never stop coming here, right? I mean, everything's growing commercially. There's plenty of people, and it's a great place to live, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's wonderful. So more people will come here, so there's just not enough homes being sold. And then the other thing is a lot of people that have homes are locked into that 2 or 3% interest rate. So they don't want to sell and lose that and get into another home.
Yeah.
That the 7-ish percent, which really...
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Some people might remember. I don't. I hear the stories. But back in 1984, the interest rate was 18%. So really 7% is nothing compared to that.
But homes were $50,000. That's what I hear every
right,
time I say
that. I hear that too.
So people have these 2% loans, and if they sell and buy a new home, then they got a hit. Then they're hit with the new what, 8%?
It's around 6%.
Getting your calculator out.
It's like 6.4 or something like
that. 6 to 7, depending on.
Really? Oh, okay. I thought it was like last I heard 7.9 or something.
Pulling it up.
She's on her calculator.
She's on.
It is 6.5%. It went up 0.11 since yesterday.
Oh, and we're so spoiled. That's so high. What's the gas? What's the median price in Washoe County now for a house?
So median price for Reno, Sparks, Carson is 520.
Okay, see, now the price has been going down for a year. Now we can go back to, oh my gosh, it's way too expensive again.
You're right.
Well, $520,000 is the average.
Yes.
After a year of the price decreasing.
So last March, it has decreased 8.3% since last March.
How many homes are you personally handling right now that people can contact you about?
Okay, so I have a wonderful,
find,
wonderful listing. Yes, and
I love how she just glows about this one. She totally just.
Thank you so much for asking. This is just new. It's been on the market just a week, and it's getting a lot of showings. There's several today. It is 2080 Virginia Lake Way. It's a real hot spot. It's
right
close
by Virginia
to the,
Lake.
Yeah, it's so, but it's right. It's a couple minutes walking distance, but it's its own secluded community. So it has this nice private neighborhood. It's a 2-story home, 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. And
oh, these are those nice condos that I think kind of look like the full house homes.
Well, actually, they're actual residential units, stick built separate, so that they're not attached to anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. By Virginia Lake. Very nice.
Very close, yes.
And how many years, what got you into real estate?
Good question. So all my career, I've been helping people. I've had 6 years as a caseworker, helping people with disabilities and seniors. I've actually traveled around the world teaching different, teaching English and political science. And then my husband has a contractor's business. It's a handyman locksmith. So we had that, and I've done a lot of property improvement. So that I just love homes.
You like helping people too?
So couple the properties with the people, and it's just a perfect way to help people.
I've heard some wild, strange stories about what people, like if they're selling a house, what you personally saw when you went to their house.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's a range. Anything you
I mean,
can imagine.
There's some oddball things out there.
Well, it's like we had talked about before with staging. You need to kind of have an open blank space so people can envision their own stuff there. So when you go into someone's home that has like I'm sure if you went to like Jerry Evans' house, right? Like he'd have a bunch of taxidermy stuff all over the wall. That might not appeal to everybody. So she might say, hey, let's take the taxidermy down when people are doing the visit.
Taxidermy. What other stuff have you heard? I'm curious.
Oh,
do you really want to ask John Potter about this?
It's probably be my house I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't go in that part of the house. But I will say this, I love just going out and doing model home shopping.
Right.
I have fun with that. And I'm not like intending to buy, but I love going out to model home communities and looking around just and aspiring to like how I'm going to set up my house or something, because I'm kind of weird. As a guy, I love when we have the staging people come in. I was all over that because I love going to TJ Maxx and finding deals. You know, I always tell people I have Pottery Barn taste, but TJ Maxx money. You know,
open houses just to get ideas.
Yeah, they're fun.
Steal
really
ideas
fun.
From people. What have you seen in houses that were like really interesting?
Really interesting. Gosh, I mean, that's anything I can imagine. I mean, there's houses where I walk in to show, for example, and, you know, dogs will run at me. That's scary. You know, you'd think that the dogs would be put away.
Right.
I love dogs. Mm-hmm. But let's see.
You're going to make me take my shoes off.
So that varies. It's a wide range. You know, at this listing, yes, we have little foot covers.
Yes.
I provide so our clients can.
Old days, you never saw those.
Yeah, but a lot of homes don't require it. It's just up to the seller.
Okay, right. Awesome.
Well, that's pretty cool, actually. So you know what? If people were interested in, you know, getting your services or talking to you about buying or selling a home, how would they go about this? Where would they go? Do you have like Instagram, Facebook, or?
Good questions. Yeah. So yeah, I do have an Instagram and a Facebook. It's Marika Moore NV Real Estate is my little name, and
your little name. I love
whatever you call them.
I just because you're very small doesn't mean it's a little name. It's a very big name in the real estate game.
But you can, yeah, it is. So I keep it simple, Marika Moore. You can call or text me at 775-400-5151, and I always get back to people within a day.
500-5151? Well, that's not hard.
400-5151.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still a seller's market, isn't it? With the price of the homes the way they are.
It is. So it was a little bit of a buyer's market. That's a good question, because as the prices dropped last year, the buyers had a lot of advantage, and there are different types of loans that they could get where they could buy down their interest rate.
Yeah, buyers used to bargain with sellers. Now
they still can a little bit. They
really
still can. But the thing is, it's starting to disappear a little bit because of the low inventory. So sellers have that advantage.
Right.
But there's credits that can be negotiated that I
closing
still
costs,
do.
Closing, stuff like that.
Exactly.
Well, one reason why we saw this first price decrease in a year is most likely the interest rates going up, and that always pushes down the price of a house.
Yes.
Because people, you know, add the cost of the loan into the house, and so you got to balance it out that way. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you want to sell, if interest rates keep going up, now's the time to beat that rise, you know. What do I know? I don't know what I'm talking about.
So, no, you do.
That's why we have. That's why we have her on.
Here's the thing: is okay with the seller credit, which there's still options for negotiating there. Because sellers do want to sell their homes; they're on the market. So if you can get in there quickly, this credit to help the buyers with their expenses is there and available. A lot of the times, if you work it out, sellers want to sell. But if you wait too long, you know, the prices may increase if and when we know the interest rates will go down.
Right.
Interest rates go down, housing prices go up.
Right.
So what do you want? When's the best time to buy?
Right.
When it's right for you.
Some people who can't afford the Reno home prices are going outside of Reno.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite area, favorite alternative when people come up to you and say, listen, this house is too expensive. What do you steer them to where? What do you say? North Valley, Dayton,
we're the
Carson
only station
City.
Out in Smith and Mason Valley, too.
Wow.
So.
And I heard Carson City is probably even more expensive price per square foot than Reno is. So where do you refer people who...
So we do a search. It depends on how far they're willing to drive. But you know, I was just in Silver Springs a couple days ago.
Silver Springs.
There's a lot of homes. It's beautiful.
I would think that would be a bonanza there right now, being so close to the industrial center, the USA Parkway and everything. But I drive through Silver Springs often, and I see no building going on there. So,
right?
Well,
there's lots of opportunity, and there's homes for sale. And
are they going to build there?
It's supposed to be, from what I understood, some insider information was that they're going to try to make that a tech valley, the Highway 50 corridor there through Silver Springs.
Yeah, but where's the building of the homes near USA Parkway? I mean, that's really missing.
You got that roundabout out there towards Silver Springs, you know, with the 50 and everything and the 95 and all that. So, I mean, there's a lot of room for expansion.
Yes.
Fallon would be hot for that area, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just closed a home in Fallon.
You did?
And I know some out there in Silver Springs. That, you know, I know I've just been showing a lot. So if people want to know what's out there, feel free to reach out.
What do you think is the best value in town as far as, like, because here's something, Marika, that I've pointed out to many people. I do Uber sometimes during the day.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, it's funny because I call it being Renoized.
Mm-hmm.
When I first moved to town, I worked at Keystone and 80 at a Radio Shack when I was 17. And over at Prater in Sparks, there was a Radio Shack as well in the Iron Horse Shopping Center. And someone from there called and said, do you have this item? This lady's looking for it. I looked it up. They said, yeah. Okay, send her over here. She comes. I couldn't find it. She got there and she was so angry with me. I drove all the way from Sparks. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, lady, there's people out there that are, like, from California. And now, and so here, again, this is the point I'm trying to make is I moved to L.A. for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
I drove 2 hours each way to work to do radio. And when I came here, I got a job interview and got a 7-minute drive to my interview. And I said, oh, my God, just by moving back to Reno, I can get 3 hours and 45 minutes a day extra with my family.
Well, now it's more 15, 20 minutes, but still.
But still, these drives that people are from Reno, when they grow up, they're like, they're used to that 15 minutes everywhere. They think Cold Springs is like the other side of Ethiopia. You know, well, you see what I mean? Like, so all I'm trying to say is that, like, these are not long drives. So they're people not. That are moving from California, from the Bay, that are used to driving from Richmond into the downtown San Francisco area, mm-hmm. this is a nice light commute, very easy travel, no heavy traffic. You're not dead stop. There's beautiful scenery. It's really, there's a lot of appeal to this area right
this
now.
This is why Fallon's exploding. I couldn't believe how many complexes they build out there now.
Yeah. Have you been out there recently?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What are you seeing in Fallon?
They're doubling the size of the base.
There's a whole strip on the right side of 50 there, a whole blocks and blocks and blocks full of new home communities out there. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Just a short hour from Reno.
So nice to meet you.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for giving us a real estate update. Any other weird numbers happening there besides the increase in home prices?
It's a handful of inventory, about 500-600, which normally there's at least a couple thousand.
Which sounds like a lot, but it's not enough.
It's a good time to sell as sun's out. So if you're interested in selling, reach out. One thing I did want to add is I like to, it's about real estate, but it's about our community. I like helping our community. And part of what I do is kind of like you guys. I interview local businesses on my social media. So I like to promote the best parts of Northern Nevada.
Well, maybe you can interview us.
That would be so cool.
I've never been interviewed.
Is this a podcast or something?
So we do little videos. And
little
we just
videos,
put
okay.
The, it, we try to keep it's them like, under 5 minutes. But
I want to be in one of your videos. It'll be my comeback.
Oh, my gosh.
My comeback's coming,
you know
folks.
What? That's
we'll
how
do it.
That's how you get all the YouTube hits is with that clickbait. The return of John Potter.
Okay. We will post the video right. I mean, we'll sit here. And I'm envisioning. I'm serious.
Well, I don't know. Channel 2 is going to call me any day now.
Okay. He's hoping that
they're just
Wing
working
Wang
out.
The Panda delivers soon.
They're
so
just,
they call
they want to come up with enough money.
Anchorman
they're just,
reference.
They're missing out.
They don't want to insult me by coming back to me and offering the same salary. I know this is happening, folks. Marika, it's so
meanwhile,
nice to
meanwhile,
you
meet can find him playing flute.
Thank you so
flute.
Much for having me.
Stop it. You're a bad radio host. Marika, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Folks, our phone number is 775-884-9910. John Potter and Jay Biggs.
That's right. We encourage you to call and talk with us anytime, or you can check out the podcast, 991fmtalk.com. We're going to be right back here with the last portion of our show this morning on 99.1 and 92.3. Your FM News Talk time is 11:52.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hi, folks. Good morning. Live and local every Saturday morning with John Potter and Jay Biggs. Top story in our news that we had at 9 o'clock this morning. Vice President Kamala Harris visits Reno this coming Tuesday. The reason? To make a speech about, quote, reproductive freedom. Harris will appear with film actress Rosario Dawson and Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy. The discussion on abortion rights will be held at the UNR campus. It's part of the Biden administration's efforts to, quote, defend reproductive rights, though abortion is legal in Nevada and protected by the state constitution. It's a Nevada revised statute, and the Constitution requires the state to abide by those statutes voted in by the state legislature. Even if there was a federal ban, Nevada would not follow it. That's how legal abortions are in Nevada. So this visit, obviously early political visit to a swing state.
Right.
And Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto also came out this week in support of abortion rights, telling the Nevada Independent that by denying access to the abortion pill, Nevada is not doing, quote, it is going to prevent women from having access to reproductive freedom. She says it's reproductive freedom, but abortion is not reproductive. So
right.
Strange. It's legal in Nevada. I mean, Kamala Harris could go to one of the states where they're debating this, but here it's a done deal.
Well, she's probably feeling protected here because she's like, oh, there's more of them on my side if I go there. I don't know.
Anyway, I thought you'd...
Are you going to go stand out in front of John Potter's house down there?
What?
And protest. See? Well, okay, there's the church right next to the abortion clinic down in South Reno called Potter's House.
Is that what that is?
You didn't know that?
I thought it was like a a church or something.
That's what I'm saying. It's next to the...
I had no idea.
It's next to it. The Potter's House is the church next to it.
Okay.
So they have people all the time. When you drive past there on Airway, there's people outside
oh,
who are
seen
waving
the
signs that are like, no, no to abortion. And
well,
you know,
so I thought that was because it was a religious group.
They are, but it's right next literally to the place.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jay. See, this is the last 5 minutes of the show when my brain is fried.
You just figured out what John Potter's
I don't
house
know what's
or Potter's
going
house.
On.
It's not John Potter's. It's just Potter's house.
I just, you but, know, like, who are you?
I know.
I can't talk for 3 hours and make sense.
Well.
Ask anybody.
It's been a fun show, though, I will admit. Honestly, this morning, I came in this morning and I said, you know what? I'm not too sure how this is all going to play out. Are we going to have a lot to talk about or not? Yeah. Well, no,
oh,
no,
no. I'm going to talk with John again. I don't know how this is going to play out.
Well, no, it's not. It's not how it's going to play out necessarily. I know it's going to go fine, but it's just like, what are we going to talk about sometimes when we have a couple gaps? But we have some really interesting speakers. Man, I got to tell you, Elizabeth Lentz, I could talk to that lady. I could talk to her for hours and hours.
Well,
and
you
hours.
Got this little crush going on.
No, oh, gosh, no. No, it's not that. It's love a gosh, John. You're trying to get me in trouble.
She's your conspiracy dreamboat.
Yeah, well, it's just she likes conspiracies. That's all.
Elizabeth, that's all I'm going to hear about now. Anyway, we'll be back next Saturday morning.
Right. It's going to be fun. And we've got some guests lined up as well. So make sure whatever you do, you tune in and make a plan to join us each and every Saturday morning right here, 9 to noon. Go check out the podcast at 991fmtalk.com. It's the weekend with John Potter, live and local on 991 and 92.3.